So sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
Since 10:30:04, new customers only. Hardware and programming sold separately. Blackout rules and other conditions apply.
I'm Sean Bass, an Olympic update next on the Ticket Taker.
Tonight, it's an all-new episode of Forensic Justice Code Blue.
What do we got here?
The boys downtown find something that doesn't quite add up.
You're not going to believe this, Sarge. I've seen free checking accounts before, but never like this.
Looks like the work of Washington Mutual to me.
They must uncover the truth about this free checking account before it's too late.
No direct deposit requirement, no fee to talk to tellers.
We're going
to
need more evidence, Bank.
And then, an unexpected twist when they discover they can add deluxe services.
It's like it's free checking.
Deluxe?
Exactly.
The clues are out there.
And Sarge, there's more. You can even pay bills online with free personal bill pay.
You're getting too close to the edge, kid.
Now, they're taking matters into their own hands.
Looks like we gotta pay somebody a visit.
No kid. Let's get down to Washington Mutual and sign ourselves up.
Don't miss this special free checking deluxe production and learn more at WAMU.com. Presented by Washington Mutual. More human interest. FDIC insured.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Detroit.
The Texas Rangers took care of the Royals last night in Game 1 of a quick three-game road trip. This ticket brought to you by Preston Chrysler Jeep and CompuGolf. David DeLucci, who has been thriving in the number two spot, hitting behind Alfonso Soriano's gone 333 with five homers in his last nine games, and had a pair of solo homers last night in the win, and says it's time to crank it up a notch for the home stretch.
This is when guys like us pick it up. This is where we earn our keep, so to speak. That's what we're here for.
Last night's win kept the Rangers a half game back of the A's in the AL West and tied with Boston for the lead in the American League wildcard race. Tonight at 6:10, right-hander Mickey Callaway looks to give the Rangers their eighth straight win. And now time for an Olympic update brought to you by McDonald's new Chicken Selects.
This is exclusive coverage of the Summer Olympics from Westwood One, brought to you by Epson. It's a very big night at the track stadium this evening. The race to determine the world's fastest woman takes place. It's the women's 100-meter dash. 4 years ago, Marion Jones was an easy winner. She's not in the race tonight. The favorite this evening, Frances Christine Aron. Earlier today, the first round heats in the men's 100-meter dash took place. All three Americans, including defending champion Maurice Greene, advanced to the next round. At the swim stadium tonight, there will likely be history made, as Michael Phelps is expected to win an eighth overall medal in the medley relay, but Phelps won't be swimming. Still, he will get a medal if the U.S. finishes first, second, or third. That's because he swam in a preliminary heat. A big game for the Dream Team tonight. The U.S. men's basketball team faces Lithuania. Allen Iverson will play despite a broken thumb. The U.S. going for a bronze right now at the tennis stadium. Taylor Gent of the U.S. going against Chile's Fernando Gonzalez. For Westwood One, I'm Steve Futterman.
Imagine all the instruments you hear playing are actually pictures created by different printers. Well, over time, those pictures would fade. One by one by one. Except for the one picture made with Epson DuraBright inks. The only inks that resist fading, water, and smudging. Because anything else just doesn't play. For more information, visit Epson.com.
It's back to school time, and if you want a great deal, buy the Epson Stylus DX6400 All-in-One with DuraBright ink and get a $20 mail-in rebate from Epson, plus a $30 rebate from select retailers. See Epson.com for Epson rebate details. Now available at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples.
The ticket. Well, your mom is so fat, when she dances, she makes the band skip.
9:52 on the ticket. I'm winding down another stellar edition of the T-Box.
Fun one this time.
I want to thank Jason and MR and Sean for being a part of this, and you, the listener. Next week, we will be at Twin Creeks Golf Course up in Allen. come up there and see us. It's if you're near the area, stop by. Played it. It's a great course. Got new greens. It's good stuff.
New owners.
Yep. That's always good.
Given the tender love and care to it that it needs.
Yes, we'll be there next week. We have our big golf tournament next week at a Cowboys. And, again, want to thank the greatness of Reebok and North Texas Nissan and Jack Black and Boardwalk Auto Group and Bob's Steak and Chop House and what was the shirt place?
Shirts and Stuff.
Shirts and Stuff. Golf at Center of Capel and Bockendorf's and Eagle Golf. Did I say Reebok?
You know what?
Make sure I said Reebok.
Playing, you can just almost imagine how good of a goodie bag you're going to get.
Christmas early, folks.
Yes.
Christmas early. Well, before we give way to the rant, there are certain tournaments, just like the Reno tournament this week, kind of a poor stepchild to the NEC championship. All the big names are playing in that one. The 84 Lumber happens to be scheduled between the Ryder Cup and the World Golf Championship, which this year is in Ireland. So normally the big players will play the Ryder Cup, which is played obviously in the States this year, and then they'll spend the next week either home or they'll leave early and go out to Ireland. That's what normally people would do.
Right.
Well, for the 84 Lumber Tournament, they've decided to be proactive in their marketing. And if you ever want to attract a big-time athlete or an athlete who you think is set for life, give them free stuff.
Yes. Usually the goodie bags at the PGA Tour events, like I remember going into the locker room during the Byron Nelson, and you should have seen the stuff that was sitting on the table in the locker room. I mean, those guys, you know, anything they want.
Well, the guys at A4 Lumber are going to give any player that was eligible for the American Express Championship in Ireland, if they decide to play in their tournament, they will give them a free round-trip flight to Ireland, which, again, saves them on their cost,
because right,
they would have to pay, on a customized 747 with only first-class seats. Also, they can bring their wife or girlfriend, caddy, and three guests.
Wow.
$40,000 value.
Wow.
And so far, the early commitments are David Toms, Vijay Singh, Mike Weir, Kenny Perry, Charles Howell III, Brad Faxon, none of whom played in this tournament last year.
How about that?
So, you know, that's the way to do it. And Todd Hamilton, who thought it was awesome, he's going to do it. He's talking about perks. At the Colonial this year, every player got free cowboy boots. Which, you know, it's a couple, $200-$300 if they're decent. And at the Doral this year, everybody got an iPod. Which is a new hot thing. Now, and kudos to Hamilton for saying this. He goes, you know, this stuff is it's kind of ridiculous. You're already playing for $5 million a week. They shouldn't have to do that to entice us. But it's just the way it is. The more stuff you have, the more you want. And the more you want for free.
Yeah.
And some of the biggest cheapskates I've seen have been pro athletes
just,
that are worth a lot of money.
I always laugh, like, you know, you always wonder, like, some top athlete, you know, is he going to have to pay for his meal when he's in a restaurant? Well, he's the one guy in the entire restaurant probably can afford to pay for his meal more than anybody else, but they'll probably pick it up.
Yeah. It's amazing like that.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, but you know what? That's what everybody strives for. Everybody strives for the good life and being noticed when you go into a restaurant, they pat you on the back and they give you your favorite food and having a little bit of that is not bad.
Yeah.
But I guess we'd be a whip after a while.
So, pick for your PGA Player of the Year is a no-brainer now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be BJ. Nobody else has won two wins. He's got five.
Yeah.
And he stared down Tiger, and he stared down Phil, and Phil was only five shots away from a Grand Slam.
Yeah. Rookie of the Year?
Doesn't
it have to be Todd?
Yeah.
Wins a major and the Honda.
I don't think of him as a rookie, though. I mean,
yeah,
you think of him as
39,
but he's been playing in the Japanese Tour for 14 years. But
don't they have, like, a comeback player of the year or something like that?
John Daly.
Has to be.
Yep. And I guess I'm getting geeked for the Ryder Cup. I mean, I guess we didn't talk about the picks a whole lot, Sink and Jay Haas. I mean, nothing really the box there.
Not controversial. Like you said, we talked about it during the week. Herplank's got health issues right now, and the way he looked at the PGA Championship, you had to go elsewhere.
Yeah, you can't be a player short.
Right.
You can't because... But did you also read that Phil Mickelson really wants to play with Tiger?
Really?
In the alternate shot.
Really?
The, I guess they call that foursomes. I don't know. I always get that mixed up.
I guess the one guy who could say he's disappointed would probably be Steve Flesh.
Yeah, he got knocked off.
He finished 11th.
He was pissed. He didn't even get a call from Hal Sutton.
Really?
He goes, come on, it was taking 2 minutes.
Does Daly have a right to be PO'd?
No.
No, not
at all. Not after the PGA. '81.
But did you see that he changed irons going into PGA? He played with those Dunlop irons.
Wheels off.
What was he thinking?
He was thinking. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's not right for that.
No.
He's got too much.
But I really want to see Justin on the team.
I still
maintain it. I would have found a way to put Justin on there.
I don't know. Right? Got to be plugged in. I don't know. He had a good last tournament, but I don't know if he was a compelling pick.
No, it wasn't compelling. Well, neither was Stuart Sink. It wasn't a bad pick. He wasn't compelling.
Well, see, Stuart Sink won one tournament.
Yeah.
And did he play in any course that is kind of like the Ryder Cup U.S. Open style course? I don't know.
You guys better not have stolen my Jack Black
This
stuff.
Is ours. We have contacted Jack Black.
Well, so do we, and the guy emailed me yesterday saying he was sending up.
No, we brought our box.
I brought our box stuff.
They're doing this stuff for our golf tournament.
Isn't it the greatest stuff ever?
It is good.
That beard lube, I just love that
stuff. Just makes me feel all feminine and smooth.
When's the last time you shaved?
Well, when I did shave all the time, I used it a lot, and I like it now because when I have to shave down here,
right, get the nubbies.
It's transparent so you can see where you're shaving.
I agree. In fact, if in a pinch, you can always use lotion. I've done that before to shave. If I forgot shaving cream or whatever, it works okay. But this stuff is good. This stuff is.
Well, if you're not going to give it a glowing review, just hand it to me.
No. I'm saying you can. I'm saying this is kind of like a gel, but it's like a lotion. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a hand lotion. I'm saying if you get in a pinch and you don't have shaving cream, you can only use hand lotion if you have that in your.
You know,
bathroom for any reason.
I was at their
little hint from Halloween.
I was at the. You've been watching too many infomercials.
Yep.
I was at their office yesterday. They got a bunch of new products coming out for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it's
like what?
All of them. Like what?
I got a lot of hair care products.
Sex lube?
Hand lube?
They have a hand healer stuff for like, if you get scalps in your hands and stuff.
How about inner thigh healer?
Why did I say that? And they had deodorant coming out, which...
I'm picky on deodorant.
I am too, so I'm kind of looking.
You know, I am picky on it to a certain extent.
Like, there's some that give you that. You ever use some deodorant that when you take off your shirt, it leaves a residue, like a powdered residue?
Yeah.
I don't like that, so I can't use it.
Plus, most of the antiperspirants all do that.
No, I use that Right Guard, that clear gel stick.
Uh-huh.
No residue, baby.
I find that some deodorants, they'll turn on you and end up smelling worse than your body.
I am right there with you on that. Yes.
You can smell after a while, because it's just like cologne to me. After a while,
there's some deodorant that turns for some reason.
Sour.
Pro
BO.
I always go unscented.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I've had bad experiences with unscented.
See, I can't do unscented.
I do the Right Guard.
Arm & Hammer?
I do the Right Guard that's the combo antiperspirant deodorant.
Yeah, do you wear cologne?
Yeah.
See,
I use cologne.
I don't. So I have to always have some sort of scented deodorant.
I don't put it on every day, but if I'm like...
Feel especially alluring that day?
Uh-huh.
You know what kind of gayness I use?
What?
I use... baby powder scented deodorant.
Where?
Oh, do you?
Where do I use it?
Is it a spray?
No,
it's a under the Schroeder.
No. Be nice and calm and cool.
I use the under Schroeder deodorant. I'm going to mark a line of that.
You know what, though?
Do you go front to back or back to front?
No, it's only safe to go from front to back.
Us late baby boomers are going to make this stuff fly off the shelf. My dad never used any of this stuff.
He
might have used deodorant
grease.
Might have used deodorant. Never used cologne. Used a little Vitalis in his hair, I think.
He would just spit in his hand and.
Pretty much.
It.
They didn't believe that stuff. Now,
rub one out.
I like.
I don't know
stuff.
If guys need to be used.
Hey, Corby.
I love the Jack Black stuff, though.
Well, that's good stuff.
That's what we're talking about.
School of Rock was good.
Oh, thanks, man. not him.
I mean,
you like
Shallow Hal is okay.
But I don't
confusing.
Use cologne. I don't wear cologne.
Yeah, I like cologne.
I don't wear cologne either.
But I don't smell it, but everybody else does.
Or
if
cologne.
They like it, then I
just,
wear it.
I never have. Never been into it.
I don't feel complete without it. I rarely wear cologne.
I'm sure when you were growing up in Interlochen, though, you had the green bottle of Polo.
Oh, yeah. High karate. Oh, yeah. Gray flannel.
Who didn't? I had Root. Polo Chaps.
Yeah.
The blue cut. That was a blue bottle.
Yeah. Right.
Why would you? Why when you were a kid were you enthralled by the cheap cologne?
Did you drink it?
Well, because
it was very adult life.
Because it was like $50 at Dillard's, and he thought that that was like really expensive.
I never bought it. Like my aunt and uncle bought
it. Right,
but
you thought
Christmas
it was a cool gift.
Not expensive.
Well, as compared to like designer colognes.
Like what is a
is
high
a really
dollar bottle
is.
Of cologne cost for men?
I don't wear cologne. Men. I have no idea.
50,
but
$60.
Yeah,
I know like
about
Chick
that.
Perfume.
That's real.
Easily $100.
Yeah, depends on the site. Depends if it's the there's three different types of cologne. There's
I bet
one that costs
longer. No more to make than the other.
Right.
Well,
that's one of those things where the price is an attractive quality. The high price is an attractant to buy the product rather than a deterrent.
Well, but somebody that is like a real aficionado of perfumes and colognes would say, well, the more expensive stuff lasts longer. The cheap stuff, you put it on and it fades.
All right, here's a question
that's
for you,
their
Dave,
argument.
Because you're the only one that wears it besides me. Does your wife get the cologne or do you get it?
I never buy it for myself. It's always a gift.
Okay, you can't smell it, right?
Yeah.
After a while?
Yeah, you don't know the difference.
Well, that's not why I don't buy it. I just don't buy it because that's not what I'd buy.
I'm not into that, man.
It's up to the woman to buy the cologne that she wants for the guy.
Yes.
In college.
If my wife buys it, I'll wear it. You know, if we ever go out like on a date kind of situation or something kind of dress up, I'll always put on cologne.
Like a three-way?
Three-way, four-way. It depends. Depends on how many black people we can line up.
Muster up.
No. Scrounge up on late notice.
Depends on how many homeless are in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever? You want a dollar?
Including
you
canines.
Want a quick buck? Did you guys ever work
patchouli with my wife?
Patchouli?
Yeah.
Is that a spice?
Sucks. It's horrible.
I'm not sure. Why do people get into that?
What is patchouli?
I hate that. It's an oil.
If you smell the hippie, you smell patchouli.
What is it? It's what Jesus wore on his feet.
Yeah. It just smells very natural.
It's what Earth girls are wearing.
I like it.
Go to Whole Foods.
What does natural smell like?
You know what? I swear to God.
What do you mean natural smell
like?
Really?
I swear to God.
Smells like
dirt. This,
smells like mothballs.
No, if you smelt this, you would think, God, that just smells earthy. It just has like a...
It doesn't
where do you
smell
put it?
Good, Corbin.
Where do you put it?
Smells like fermenting
it's like
cheese.
Right
yeah.
in your neck.
A little
something.
Dab underneath. Behind
like it smells like decomposition. That's
you dab
the
it between your hot,
like.
Around your hot points. Guy in the ear. And
yeah, it smells like a compost.
Oh, God, that girl smells like she's decomposing.
Natural's
a
very
generic adjective to give to something.
I don't know.
All natural.
You smell a lot of it in college. It
smells like a scent of B.O. to me. I don't find that alluring.
Well,
what do you guys got today?
A.M.
Cornmo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Cornmo
on last
all
year?
The time.
Was he on last year?
4 hours of Cornmo. We're going to pack it into 2 hours.
Oh, by the way, you guys may be off on October the 9th.
And that's
is this another trying to sync it up with your concert going schedule?
Falling the dead some more?
No.
What are
thank
you doing?
You.
Off October 9th.
Yes.
Okay. Big Fish reunion.
Oh, no, this is the OU switch around that he's trying to pull
because
off.
The management that runs this company came
granted your request.
Came to me and said, hey, the OU Texas game starts at 11 this year.
Right.
Can you guys be out at the fair?
From 10 to 11.
From 8 to 11.
I thought they closed down the fair.
With Craig. They want to do some
yeah.
sort of OU pregame.
Now
there's
on Greenville.
Well, there's
$1 million.
Well, find out that's for sure, because I'll schedule something else to do that weekend.
Exactly.
So how is $1 million the only one still
yeah.
allowed to be there?
I don't know. Who? They're grandfathered in, I guess.
When did trampolining become an Olympic sport?
What?
Look at that.
Yeah. Olympic sport.
We have one in our backyard.
Well, you
I saw
kidding.
That.
Look at how high
that
look
guy
how high he's going up.
Wow.
I saw the
you
six last
what
night, but that is really gay for a guy to be doing gymnastics.
Whoa,
trampolines.
He's just jumping up and down. I can do
so
that.
So, wait a minute. So, he's got to does he have to hit those boxes?
He's trying to hit the target.
He's got
to
hit the box.
Boy, that looks like fun target practice.
Well, that's lame. Or the flips.
Well, I think he's maybe like
Warming up,
calibrating the...
What a geek.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley.
All right, more trampoline talk next.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. mission accomplished. The ticket team heads back to Texas. Camp California breaks up as Bill and the boys get ready for preseason game number two. Dallas and Oakland. Tonight, number two.
When they signed him, I was cool with it because I thought he'd be a very competent backup.
Right. There you go. And I still think Vinny would be a great backup for any team who has a quality starting quarterback.
But I also think throwing Drew Henson to the Wolves right now is silly.
We uncovered the hard stories and overlooked the obvious ones. But all in all, the P1 was well served during Cowboys Camp 2.
E-Break Classic.
That's a vote for Jesus.
Okay, we have a
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't see that that was clear.
Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week.
That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What? What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is
888-834-1999.
Jeez. Jeez. This week, go with
all right, how many, Fernando?
11th victory for you, Junior.
Whoa.
You move into sole possession of third place.
Robbed. I'm on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too.
Georgie has 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11.
All right, you are moving on up.
Gribble did get robbed.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Don't let it pass.
No! Wells Fargo, the next day Wells Fargo Bank.
Spoke us into every conversation. I mean, our TiVo box is pretty great. But do I talk about it all the time? I could say, oh, Gretchen, that's her name. Does Sparkle get all your favorite TV programs and show them whenever you want? No. Or maybe I could say, does Sparkles help you with school? Actually, judging by your grades, maybe so. Anyway, if I have a school project or something, our TiVo box can find shows about volcanoes or whatever. And Mom and Dad liked it because they got it for only 99 bucks. I don't think Gretchen's dad likes Sparkles. Maybe if he wasn't cleaning up after Sparkles so much, he could go get a TiVo box while it's still only $99. Then Gretchen would have something else to talk about, and that would be nice.
The TiVo box really is the easiest way ever to get the entertainment you care about. For a limited time, save $100 on the TiVo box at Best Buy, Circuit City, and Ultimate Electronics. You've got a life. TiVo gets it. MSRP for 40-hour DVR after $100 rebate. Monthly service required and sold separately. See TiVo.com for details.
The Ticket.
The Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex will quench their thirst for Cowboys football tonight as the Cowboys take on the Raiders in their second preseason game. The Ticket brought to you by the American Broadcasting School and Preston Chrysler Jeep. Tonight, Bill Parcells is looking at some different players against the Raiders.
I'm hoping I can get a better performance from the team a little bit this week. Going to look at a different combination of players. Some guys didn't play much last week, are going to play this week.
Parcells stated yesterday that we should see more of rookie running back Julius Jones tonight against Oakland. Kickoff goes down at 8 o'clock, and you can see the game on Channel 11. Tonight in Kansas City, the Rangers try to make it 8 in a row in Game 2 of a 3-game set with the Royals. Texas looks to keep pace in the American League West. They're back one-half game of the A's. Rangers starter Ryan Dries wants to keep things rolling during the pennant run.
I think we're a good team, so you know it's going to come down to September, like I said, and we're going to play them, and you know that should determine it. But everybody's you know, we went through a bad stretch a little while ago, and we've been playing well recently, so we just got to just keep it up.
Tonight, Mickey Callaway takes the hill, making his first road start of the year, and it's the first time he will ever face the Royals. Kansas City counters with the 2-10 Brian Anderson, who has a 5.97 ERA first pitches at 6:10 at Kauffman Stadium. You can see that one on KDFI 27. And at the NEC Invitational, players finished up their second round action this morning. Stuart Sink is their leader at 9 under par. He is three shots up on Rory Sabatini and Tiger Woods. Leaders tee off today at noon. Our next ticket taker comes your way at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Welcome to The Rant with your hosts, Corby Davidson,
Hi.
David Lane, and Gordon Keith.
Hey.
We are all here for you, gathered and in studio. I believe we have next weekend off, don't we?
True.
Why don't we take next weekend off instead of... Are we off next weekend?
Yeah, we're off next weekend. I think, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sure deserve it.
I know. I'm tired, man.
Hello, Corby.
Corby, the guy with the deep voice, is saying hi to you.
Yeah.
My Paul Hom voice.
I think I'm going out of town Labor Day weekend, so maybe we should work next weekend.
Oh, by the way, Dave and I are out on September the 18th.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. We're going to a concert.
Okay. I just don't understand anymore.
What?
The whole reason we had one weekend off a month was that
sometimes
our lives
you can't plan rock and roll.
Yeah, you really can't. Rock and roll plans you.
That's a good point. All right, do whatever you want. I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
Just come on here. Come on here and read your blog.
I'm so depressed that Corby is.
Sometimes Dave and Corby treat me like an animal.
So should I blow my head off? Vote here. Click here for yes. We'll give you the results in a week.
I'm not even human.
I'm an animal. I should shoot myself since I'm now 100.
Oh, look. My soul just left my body.
Look at it. Oh, it's a girl. Hey, Corby, look at this. Look what watch I'm wearing.
Oh, the one you found on my desk?
It's on my desk, but it's been there for weeks and weeks, and I've been fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And you finally claimed it as your own?
Well, I didn't want to steal it, but nobody's going to wear it, and so I grabbed it.
It's been sitting there forever.
Does it have, like, a movie on the faceplate or something?
No. It's just I don't think it's a very expensive watch. It's just kind of a cool Reebok.
$30, $40.
Oh, okay.
It is nice. You know, my family hates me because they buy me, like, a new watch every year.
And you wear that same thing?
Every day.
I'll stick with the watch.
I've worn this since I've known you guys. I guarantee you.
That was what really first attracted me to you.
Thank you. My $5 Timex.
You know, that's the same way I am about clothes. You know, I'll wear the same clothes until my wife hands me more.
Right, here.
I'm the same way about watches. I'll just wear a watch. I don't need to switch watches ever.
Yeah.
Until someone buys me another one.
I gave up the watch when I got the cell phone.
Oh, you don't even wear a watch?
No, I never wear a watch.
That's right. You never do.
Interesting.
So, you know, the cell phone's got the time on it.
Yeah, but
kind of a pain in the ass to get it out of your pocket.
Well, I always know kind of what time
dial time and temperature.
No, it's just on the display.
Oh. He doesn't have one with a digital display. Do they make rotary cell phones? I want one of those. I want, like, the most ancient cell phone possibly have.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny.
A friend of mine,
rotary cell phone.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, though, has a cell phone that's got, the fancy ringtones.
Yeah.
And he's got it set to an old rotary ring dial, or ring.
Ring!
My sister-in-law has that, and it's so startling every time, because it sounds identical to an old phone going off.
Do your grandparents still have a rotary phone if they're alive?
My grandparents are dead, Corby.
Oh, Dave.
He's a doctor.
And they're not even mine.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, it gets worse with Dave.
Every week.
Mine still has a rotary. And you know what? Today's teenager doesn't know what you're talking about when you say a rotary phone.
Or a dial tone.
That's sometimes all we had growing up. Like when I was a little kid. I don't know when we switched over.
Hey, I remember when there was one, maybe two phones in a house. You had the one kitchen phone that everyone used.
With the cord that was a mile long.
Yeah. That would always get all tangled up. But you could reach to the other side of the house with it.
Well, we still have one phone in our house.
Well,
I mean, it's cordless, but...
Well, that doesn't count anymore.
Why?
Because we only have one phone in our house.
Oh, look at you.
I don't even have a home phone anymore.
I have half a phone in my house.
I have a phone line for my DSL, but I don't have a phone hooked up to it.
Is it cheaper to not have a phone?
You know what? My phone line, because you have to have a phone line to get DSL, but...
Which is a rip-off.
But my phone line is like $5 a month because
you have no options.
I have no options, and it's like a toll phone. So making calls, I would get charged like 10 cents a call, but I don't make any calls, so it's just a flat rate every month.
I know a lot of people that don't have home phones.
I've thought about that because we don't really use our home phone very much, or call long distance or anything. Normally, when we call, it's like I'll call my family on my cell phone.
Because you don't have long distance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we'll play with that later on.
Good times. I feel like George today.
Why?
I feel like might have a severe case of slight diarrhea.
Oh, no, really?
Or a slight case of severe diarrhea, I'm not sure which.
Grego said...
What's wrong with you?
I just drank a lot last
night. Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, I've got to block it. I'm worried about David.
Dave and his drinking. He's sliding fast. Where'd you go?
His girl sold
this
up
party.
His body.
A party?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And how much did you drink?
I don't know. I lost track. But it was one of those parties
I am worried about you.
I'm not lying now.
It was one of those parties where...
I'm triple blog it now.
Where there were girls that showed up with Jello shots. One of those.
And you got suckered in by that?
Yeah.
There's no one who will... You are like an advertiser's dream. You know that?
Because I'm suggestible?
You are very suggestible. There's a good-looking girl or someone you respect says, hey, this is what's fashionable, you will buy.
I'm going to the Gap.
I used to work at the Gap.
I know. Are you going to buy one of those ab crunchers? There's a hot girl on there.
It doubles as a Chase lounge.
I went over to Dave's house one time, and he had a whole closet full of tampons because there was a good-looking girl in the commercial.
Were you there? Did you see it when I dropped the tampon in Reiner's margarita at the guys' night out?
I just saw the aftermath of it.
God, it was funny. He had about half of one left, and I just dunked it in there.
Uh-huh.
Did it soak it all up?
I mean, tampons are amazing.
Mark. They are.
They are, man. And he's just sitting there, you know, with his dinosaur arms, just having a conversation with somebody.
He goes to take a sip out of it.
And he doesn't even look down, and he's just sucking it down with that tampon.
You ever go down there and find the ripcord?
Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
No. Yes.
I don't understand Corby's answer.
No, yes.
I just had a flashback.
To when?
College.
Did you pull it?
You know, college was such a waste of time.
Why did you have so many vulgar, bathroom-esque experiences mixed in with your sexual life in college?
Did you pull it?
Mixed in with my higher education?
Uh-huh.
I have zero stories about education in college. Not one. Like, you know, people are like, man, I had the greatest professor. He really taught me so much about life and how to work.
Stop reading my blog.
I have zero of those. It's like, yeah, old Huey was vomiting on this woman and...
I pulled her ripcord and
meat curtain yanked her ripcord.
She asked me if I knew where it was.
And she smelled.
I pulled the ripcord and smeared peanut butter all over it and ate it.
And then my parents walked in. And then I graduated.
And then I dropped like 10 sheets of acid. And then I wrote Nancy Reagan's A Herm on the wall with my own stuff.
And then college was over.
The end. There's my memoir.
Corby's pamphlet of memoir.
I'm going to write that. I want you to write that on your blog. My
Corby's college memoirs.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a giggle. All right, what are we talking about today?
You know what?
What's in the paper?
Let's get into, I know you guys had to touch on this yesterday, but I want to reiterate if you did. I don't know if you did. About the AA shooting or the guy who went ballistic at the...
at an AA meeting?
At a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and killed two people?
No, I didn't hear about this. All right, you're going to have to be our special correspondent on this.
All right,
look up the story so you have some details.
Yes.
Well,
don't do your typical Corby thing.
I think I remember this... about the story.
He didn't even do that. He just
makes up whatever and presents it as fact.
Gosh, I hate you.
Some people look to us for news, Corby.
No, they don't.
Don't make up facts.
All right, I'm going to DallasNews.com.
Okay. All right, Corby will give us a story next. It's 10:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We've been doing it for a decade. It's good time as The Ticket once again presents the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open. Friday, September 24th. Florida Scramble, four-person teams, two shotgun starts at the picturesque Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. And the best part is, your registration fee benefits Special Olympics Texas. This celebrity-filled tournament fills up quick. So log on now for your printable entry form at theticket.com. The Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open from AT&T Wireless, North Texas Nissan, and the station that likes playing with bold
E-Brake Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
So...
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Oh, Freddy, call back. Fred,
you see,
this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like Polish well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my God.
What? I've got these big fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow, I'm doing the way out. Okay.
I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. The Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
How do Norwich tankless water heaters work?
Norwich water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs. whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz, always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
724 Volvo for details. Roby Trackwell from February 04.
I'm Sean Bass. The Rangers look to keep their streak alive on the road. Details next on the Ticket Ticker. I'm so sorry, America. Can I have some music? I'm not going to start until I get new. Thank you very much. It's time to talk about pickup trucks, and if you're in the market for a said pickup truck, it's time to start thinking about Toyota. Now, why Toyota? Well, first off, they're a better-looking car pickup truck than any other pickup truck on the road. They get better gas mileage. They're sleek. They're stylish. And most importantly, they last a long, long time. Just put oil in the sucker, and it'll last you 20 years.
They've got the money!
What? It's Toyota time right now. It's a nationwide clearance event. It's the year's biggest event. You got to act right now. They need to clear off the 2004. So for a limited time, you can get $1,500 cash back on the Toyota Tacoma, the smaller version. If you want the big one, get the Tundra, the one that seats five, drives around like an SUV. If you want the smaller
what are you
version,
driving?
Get the Tacoma, the Tundra. That's $1,500. You can pocket that. You can use it as a down payment, whatever you like, or you can get 0% financing. Either way, you save big on the truck with the lowest cost of ownership in its class. That's the Tacoma. So cruising around the Metroplex, see that Toyota sign, stop on in, test drive one of them, and purchase one. If you're in Mesquite, say hello to Glenn Payne at Sports City Toyota.
Hey, guys, how are you?
If you're in Denton, say hi to Dink Davis and Jim.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Dink, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've seen you since the last Toyota reunion.
That's right. We had the big 20-year.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big time that you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Stations to tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. America's local broadcasters, committed to our community. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas, Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Texas Rangers are the hottest team in baseball, winning their seventh straight game last night over the Royals 5-3. Tonight, the club wants to make it eight in a row and keep pace in the American League West, where they're currently a half game back of the Oakland A's and a game up on the Angels. The Rangers offense missed Hank Blaylock in the lineup last night as he was sidelined with a sore wrist. However, Buck Showalter expects Hank to be back in the lineup tonight. Mickey Callaway makes his first ever start against the Kansas City Royals tonight. He will square off against KC's Brian Anderson. In related Ranger news, Esteban Loaiza is making a start for the Yankees today against the Angels, delaying any possible trade to the Rangers. And some bad news for the Philadelphia Eagles as Philadelphia loses running back Karell Buckhalter for the season after he tore his patella tendon in his right knee early in the first quarter last night against the Baltimore Ravens. The Eagles beat the Ravens 26-17. And at the NEC Invitational, players finished up their second-round action this morning. Stuart Sink is your leader at 9-under par. He's three shots up over Rory Sabatini and Tiger Woods. The leaders tee off today at noon. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. House hunting? Go to cbdfw.com, where you'll find thousands of homes at one address. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, house hunting made easy. Our next Ticket Ticker comes your way at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ranch, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don your laurels and bow to the Emperor. It's the Ticket's High School Football Scoreboard Show. The Friday Night Gladiators, brought to you by Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC of McKinney. Fridays, 10 to midnight, beginning August 27th, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Why didn't they edit that out?
It's a great song.
He obviously was having problems.
True.
That's how he warms up.
Can you, my darling, can you picture, even if you can, a postcard?
What?
A postcard of violets in bloom. And it's so blue. Strike curious poses. They feel the heat from the air. How can you just leave me standing?
You didn't like Prince?
Alone in world is so.
You didn't like Prince? He's a musical genius, I think.
Well, when I was in elementary school, I guess I liked that Little Red Corvette.
He's still great.
Oh, I don't have a problem with him. I just don't know any of the words.
Oh. How do you not know the words of that song?
I
mean, not like we really knew them there, but
60,000 times. All right, you ready for the story? Headline.
Oh, you're listening to The Rants? Dave Lane, Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith. Here's Corby with a shocking story about why you should never get involved in a 12-step program.
Right, oh, you could die. Two shot to death at Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Where did this happen?
In Pleasant Grove.
Oh, geez.
Mm. Yeah, I think I would find a different NA meeting to go to than Pleasant Grove.
What's wrong with Pleasant Grove?
There's probably some rough characters in that NA.
Wasn't Dre in NA? Or Ice Cube?
No, NWA.
They didn't use the preposition, it was just NA.
What does NWA stand for?
Negroes with Attitude.
Yeah, but Negroes is...
more violent?
Yes, much more. The most violent of all violent terms. A Pleasant Grove man was arrested Thursday after he fatally shot two people during an NA meeting and barricaded himself in his home for 4 hours.
Mm.
Reports indicated the double slang stemmed from a domestic dispute.
Okay, so it didn't...
have to do with N.A. A gunman walked into the 6 p.m. meeting in a strip mall right off of Jim Miller Road.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
And how are you? Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, Jim.
No, it's Mark Hacking.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Good to be with you.
I didn't know you were back.
Oh, well, you know. What?
He fatally shot a 43-year-old Garland woman in the meeting.
Oh, man.
Too bad.
After he shot the woman, he came outside chasing a male subject who climbed into his vehicle. He started shooting, and the vehicle took off to the parking lot. The man was dead, basically. He slammed his car into two nearby parked cars, crossed the road, went through a fence and a yard before crashing into a creek.
Yikes.
He was dead the whole time.
Oh, my
Just,
gosh.
His dead foot was floored?
Yeah.
So sad. So,
and listen to this.
She's in...
So, okay, so were these the two people killed? Were they the intended targets?
I think so. Yeah.
They were like.
I think they were in the meeting.
But they were like having a relationship, and the shooter was involved with this woman previously or something.
Well, that's what domestic situation means.
I didn't really say.
Well, I'm just.
Why is she? If she's in Garland, why is she driving all the way to Pleasant Grove?
Maybe that's where her boyfriend there lives, and they're going together. Maybe she's supporting her boyfriend in his NA.
So it was an open meeting.
I don't support my wife and her AA, that's for sure.
Or maybe you have to go to
see it as a sign of her weakness.
Right.
Maybe you have to go to NA in the same jurisdiction where you bought your drugs.
Is that the rules?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, are you saying that you're forced to go to NA?
No. He's saying
court order?
He's saying that it's like school district.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of paperwork to get involved in a different program.
All right, here's where it gets kind of sad. Neighbors say they knew something was wrong when the suspect, a substitute teacher at Nathaniel Hawthorne Elementary School, raced home shortly before 7 p.m. The suspect's brother and longtime friend tried to calm him as he stood on his porch of his house as the man had a gun to his head. His friend, who identified himself as Bobby C., said that the man kept repeating with the gun to his head, "I messed up, man. I messed up."
Oh, my gosh. Messed up or I messed up?
I messed up.
Oh.
He's saying this after the shooting?
After it happened. And he's sitting there with that 9mm to his head going, "I messed up, man. I did something bad this time."
Oh, no.
Yeah,
how do people not think before they kill someone?
Can you imagine?
Easier that way.
But can you imagine what goes through your head when you're sitting there in the aftermath?
No. Knowing that your life is over. It is...
I don't know if it's over.
Well, I mean, if you're Mark Hacking or Scott Peterson, then
you're Scott Peterson, your life's not over.
Yeah.
You're going to get away with this.
Yeah. You OJ it. You got to commit murder in California. Doesn't matter what they have on you, you're going to get off. The suspect paced the porch of his house in agitation while his brother spoke to him. Police took him into custody at 11 p.m. Meanwhile,
I get uncomfortable with all the promises they basically make the guy, trying to get him to turn himself in.
Right.
We're
going
to give you a free trip to Tahiti.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, your life's not over. Don't say your life is over, man. You made a mistake, and that's a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. Come on, just hand me the gun.
So he lays the gun down and walks out with his hands above his head, and they just tackle him.
Yeah, they just tackle him and beat the hell out of him.
The man came out without, or they broke into his house, and he surrendered without incident. But what they had to keep saying to him so he didn't kill himself?
They're still alive, dude.
No. They kept saying, don't worry about the shootings. Think about your daughter.
Oh, no. Did he have a daughter with that woman?
Didn't say.
Ugh.
He just had a daughter.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, NA members stood in the parking lot hugging each other and crying. A group member told them not to comment. Can you imagine? You're trying to go to this program to clean your life up.
And you witness two murders?
Yeah. I mean, is that not just requiem for another hit? You think half of them went home and called their dealer and said, like, I got to get some. Calm me down.
Why do they talk like that?
I don't know. They just do. I need it, man.
That is a horrible story.
Isn't it awful? Narcotics Anonymous.
I messed up, man. We will see Dave in that situation at some point.
You think?
With a 9mm to his head, just telling us that he messed up.
No, Dave, think about your dogs.
I messed up, man.
Dave, it's okay. Look, this means that you own Europe now. Now just hand me the gun.
Really? No way. That's awesome. I have so much to live for now.
Cops come in and just beat the living hell out of you.
But Europe! You mean, said I own Europe!
I mean, some 13-year-old boys are hot.
Oh, Dave. Poor, poor, pitiful Dave.
Well, at least it didn't happen in Texas.
It happened about 20 minutes away. By the way, where is Pleasant Grove?
Down that way.
South and east.
South and east. Up here.
Okay. Is that Highland Park?
No, it's
where
not
Blue lives.
Yeah, Corby's very confused. It's past Bald Springs and Mesquite.
Corby only knows about Highland
that
Park.
Area. Oh, dingus.
So that's the story.
Where is that in relation to HP?
Did he go to Highland Park?
It's not in Highland Park.
Oh, University Park.
I wonder if I graduated with him.
What about Interlaken?
All right, it's 10:42 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Coming up next, The Tale of Two Women.
What?
The 2004 high school football season is underway as 7-Eleven presents the Tom Landry Classic. This day-long, time-honored tradition is Saturday, August 28th at SMU's Gerald J. Ford Stadium. See four of the top-ranked teams in the state, featuring some of the highest recruited players in the country. At 5 p.m., the Allen Eagles battle the Mesquite Skeeters, followed at 8 by the Denton Ryan Raiders, taking on the Highland Park Scots. The Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 28th at SMU. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, TXI, Southwest Securities, Farmers Insurance, Boots. E-Break.
Kirk Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Golly.
Boy.
Right, congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States and are committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to a Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing. It's family fun for the P1.
School?
No. The porn stars.
I'm Sean Bass, an Olympic update next on the Ticket Ticker.
Mission accomplished.
We had a hooker come to our room.
How great is that?
Isn't that wonderful?
The ticket team heads back to Texas. Camp California breaks up as Bill and the boys get ready for preseason game number two. Dallas and Oakland. Tonight, we uncover the hard stories and overlook the obvious ones. But all in all, the P1 was well served during Cowboys Camp 2004.
Are we ready to go for live coverage of Jason, our engineer? Let's go ahead and listen in.
Brought to you by Miller Lite, Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, and Sports Radio 13.
Crazy days of summer are heating up at Don Pablo's with new Fajita Loca combos. Get a queso appetizer, your choice of classic fajitas, and sopapilla for just $9.99. That's a queso appetizer, classic fajita, and dessert sopapilla for $9.99. So come in and get crazy before Don comes to his senses.
Crazy like you, crazy for me.
This is the ticket.
Ticket Ticker!
The Dallas Cowboys play game two of their preseason schedule tonight against the Raiders. This ticker brought to you by the Crest Auto Group and Tebow. The Dallas offense was terrible at best last week, getting shut out by the Texans. Tonight, the offense hopes to show signs of life in Oakland. They will have to do it without tight end Dan Campbell, who has a strained groin, but Big Bill says he's keeping him out as a precaution.
Campbell's not playing in the game. I sent him back to Texas. He's going to be okay, though. I mean, he could have probably played if I wanted him to. I'm not going to play him, so he won't make the trip.
Kickoff of tonight's game goes down at 8 o'clock, and you can see that on KTVC Channel 11. And now an Olympic update brought to you by McDonald's new Chicken Selects.
This is exclusive coverage of the Summer Olympics from Westwood One, brought to you by Epson. Who's the fastest woman in the world? We should find out tonight as the final in the women's 100-meter dash takes place. Larry Rawson says there will be a lot of new faces.
The old guard is not around for a bunch of reasons. Some of it dealing with banned substances, some of it with injuries, some of it with Marion Jones' struggle. But it's going to be a fresh crop out there, and Christina Roan has every right to be considered, you know, as good as the other women.
Christina Roan of France is the favorite. The U.S.'s best hope probably is Lauren Williams. In the men's 100-meter dash earlier today, first-round heats took place. All three Americans, including defending champion Maurice Greene, advanced. Sean Crawford of the U.S. had the best time, 10.02. The final in the men's 100-meter dash is tomorrow. A very, very big match for the Dream Team tonight. A chance to show if they may have finally gotten their act together. The U.S. men's basketball team faces Lithuania. Allen Iverson will play despite a broken thumb. For Westwood One, I'm Steve Futterman.
Imagine all the instruments you hear playing are actually pictures created by different printers. Over time, those pictures would fade. One by one by one. Except for the one picture made with Epson DuraBright inks. The only inks that resist fading, water, and smudging. Because anything else just doesn't play. For more information, visit Epson.com.
It's back to school time, and if you want a great deal, buy the Epson Stylus CX6400 All-in-One with DuraBright Ink and get a $20 mail-in rebate from Epson, plus a $30 rebate from select retailers. See Epson.com for Epson rebate details. Now available at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310 The City. Well, we realize that the only difference between a Harley and a Hoover is the position of the dirtbag.
10:51 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, Corby Davidson, David Lane, and Gordon Keith. We'll be here until noon today. Now, this is our last show of this month, so you better enjoy it. Enjoy it as much as you can. Hey, I want to mention something here, and I know you guys are going to have some opinions on it because it's kind of our stomping grounds. The incident at Gypsy Tea Room at the Old 97s concert, in which a guy went into the show under his own power, and he will never walk again. He was paralyzed after a fight that occurred at the Gypsy Tea Room. This happened, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
David?
There you go.
Yeah, about a month ago, I guess.
So, has anyone read the Dallas Observer this week about the more details that have come out about the case?
I have not.
No, I know there's, matter of fact, after you do this story and get into it, there's a bunch of benefits that are planned for this guy.
That's why I'm getting into it.
Okay.
The Rundown Violence 5K is what I'm eventually going to talk about. Let me see if I can't find the Observer piece. That's
he was there with his two daughters, right?
Yeah. Kind of tell the story, David.
One was a
More Corby, maybe.
They're at the Old 97s, and they're big fans. Matter of fact, we had Kim Bethea on the air about a week and a half after it happened, and he had met this guy, the victim. He met him at the post office one day. The guy walked up to him and was like, hey, you're in the Old 97s. Really, you know, dig you guys' music, blah, blah, blah. And Ken sat there and talked to him. Matter of fact, before their newest record was released, Ken said that he had a copy of it in his car. He's like, you want to listen to a couple new songs? And the guy came into his car, and they sat there and listened to the songs. And Ken said he was the absolute nicest guy in the world, you know, really enjoyed his company. And so he ends up taking his two daughters, who are also big fans of the band, to the show. One daughter is, I think, the valedictorian at Woodrow. And she's got a scholarship to Texas, and she may already be down there right now. The other one, I think, is 15.
Yeah, the family lives over in your neighborhood.
Like Lakewood?
Yeah, they live down in Lakewood. And he went to Woodrow. I think both the girls go to Woodrow. So, you know, kind of a lot. I've met so many people, it's really weird, who know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's just a staple of this town, basically. So he goes in, and you may have...
I'm having such problems finding it.
The story has been, I've heard about 100 different versions, but the one that most people are telling is they're walking out of the show, the concert's over with, and so the guy and his two daughters are walking out. Cigarette is flicked. This guy is walking in front of the victim, and this guy's walking in front, flicks a cigarette onto another guy. Like hits him in the head or something like that. And so the victim says, hey, man, what are you doing? You don't need to be doing that. And the guy turns around and is like, basically, do you have any idea who you're effing with? And the guy, you know, responded, whatever. I don't know what was said. No one really knows what was said. Fight breaks out. And I think he gets hit over the head with a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I
had heard that he hit his head on the edge of the stage. I don't know.
No. They were almost out of the club.
Okay.
Yeah, they were almost out. And when he fell on his neck weird. I guess it basically knocked him out immediately when he got hit by the bottle and broke his neck, and he's paralyzed from chest down, I think. He has some movement in his arms. Ken went and saw him. Ken saw him at the hospital. And so the guy's in, you know, really good spirits. Problem is...
He's like what? How old was he?
44?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that sucks.
And he's a contractor in town and doesn't have insurance.
Mm.
So obviously the medical bills will be mounting and mounting and mounting. And so there's going to be a lot of benefits for this guy. I know the band's planning on putting together a really big benefit in December once they get off tour. And I think they're going to gather, you know, use every contact that they have and put on a really big show. The people at Nokia, Old Next Stage, one of the guys that runs that place emailed me and said if they want to use our place, they can use it, you know, free.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know who they're... I mean, the only 97's on a lot of people. So hopefully they can round up as many people as possible. But I haven't heard anything. I mean, there's been a lot of he said, she said about this incident. Exactly what happened, and, you know, some people are saying, well, this guy's not as innocent as you think. You know, he started it. I've heard that. Whatever the case, the guy who did it fled to California immediately. They caught him out there in Long Beach. And the guy's got a history of doing this type of stuff. I think like 3 or 4 different times the guy's been in violent altercations.
One of those guys that goes to a club and looking for a fight.
Yeah. So I don't feel sorry for the guy, whatever happens to him, to be honest with you. I mean,
well, he's paralyzed. I mean, you can
talking about the assailant.
Yeah. So, I don't know what you've read recently. I haven't seen anything in at least a week.
Have you gotten to the Observer yet there?
I've gotten to the Observer, but I can't find the article.
Was it in the music section?
What kind of website does the Observer have here?
We gotta know.
The music section, you think?
I don't know.
I don't think it'd be in the music section, do you? Wait. Okay, here we go. All right, you want me to read it?
Yep.
While Lakewood father David Cunniff struggled to recuperate from a devastating attack that may leave him paralyzed, skinhead Jesse Chaddick holed up in a Long Beach apartment complex and hid from police. Last Thursday's Dallas Morning News featured a blink-and-miss-it item on Chaddick's arrest in California, including the information that Chaddick was being held in a Los Angeles County jail. It is perhaps the first piece of good news since the incident occurred after an old 97 show at the Gypsy Tea Room on July 26. Calls to Dallas police and Cunniff's family were not returned at press time, so sadly that's all I know, not much. So instead, let's talk about the rumors. There have been a hailstorm of them, from stories that one of Cunniff's daughters valiantly interceded in the attack, probably true, to rumors that the PR disaster may topple the powerful Entertainment Collaborative, probably false. Entertainment Collaborative, I don't know what that is.
That's ECI.
That's who owns and operates Gypsy Tea Room and Trees and Jeroboam.
Last week, the Tickets Hardline...
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy, we made the story. The Tickets Hardline devoted hours of drive time to the topic, including a call with Old 97's guitarist Ken Bethea, who fought back tears talking about the whole thing. Bethea, is it Bethea or Bethea?
Bethea.
That's the way I've always said it. Okay. All right. Sports. Bethea has visited with Cunniff and his family, and the band is determined to play a benefit concert soon. That's a good thing. It's something concrete. What's trickier, however, is what's left for the public to do. What coursed through the Hardline discussions was how furious, how frightened, and how sick to their stomach people are about this. My inbox slumps with the evidence. Letters of grief from Cunniff's many friends, letters from parents who cannot conceive of two daughters watching their father stomped bloody. I can't tell you how many people have told me they will no longer go to Deep Ellum. Before, it was just a hassle. Teens cruising the street, crackheads begging for chains, and shiity parking. Now it's a genuine health risk, as if Deep Ellum didn't have enough problems, the skinheads are back. So, is this the death rattle for Deep Ellum, a place that has already been saddled with crime and the offensive thump of crappy dance clubs? It was starting to look that way when a rumor floated out last week that EC, which handles Gypsy Tea Room, Trees, Green Room, and Jeroboam, was dissolving in order to best protect its assets in case of a lawsuit. The folding of a mainstay like the EC would portend doom for an area crammed with young and flip-flopping businesses. Except apparently the story isn't true. Okay, so let me go down here. We don't want to hear about all about the EC, do we? But what of the other implied rumor? Will the Gypsy Tea Room be sued? No official word, although I'd be surprised if they weren't. Not because they're liable, I have no idea, but because in a time when coffee can spill as a result of $1 million settlements, hard to imagine, and Abrolio staying out of the courtroom. For one, Chaddick was on the guest list that evening.
Of an employee.
The skinhead? He was one of the 83 people on the guest list that night, as he was a friend of one of our employees, writes Myers, who it should be noted is also a lawyer. It would be impossible to screen everyone on every guest list or buying a ticket and entering the venues for every show.
Problem is the guy has a past.
True, but Chaddock was a thug notorious in the Deep Ellum area, and in an interview last week, both talent buyer Scott Beggs and EC Vice President of Operations Eric Schlaffer said Chaddock had done flooring work for the tea room. Several of our employees remember him having worked as a day laborer for one of the contractors who did some floor work at Gypsy, Myers writes, so I'm not denying that at some time he did do work at the club. I just could not produce any employment records for the DA when requested, and we researched it back quite a ways. Myers went on to characterize the July 26th incident as an unpreventable tragedy that occurred by the unforeseeable, dim-witted violent act of a customer for which we all will be forever affected.
I don't think the Gypsy Tea Room should be responsible for this guy,
Well, that's what a court decides.
Well, I know that. And
Corby's expressing his opinion.
Right.
See, now I heard a rumor that Danny Bayless came on and said, oh, man, it was just a total accident, and this guy had nothing to do with the Gypsy Tea Room, and keep letting us play there, Gypsy.
No.
Something like that.
Well,
is that true?
I don't think it was that flippant. Keep letting us play there, Gypsy. Now, what happened was we were telling this story. I think it was the second time that we were kind of talking about what kind of benefit that was going to go on.
By the way, I want to give credits to Sarah Hepola, who wrote this.
And someone from the Gypsy called us and said, you got it all wrong. This is what happened. This is what's going on. And they basically probably reiterated the same thing to Sarah as far as the Gypsy being shut down or that EC company kind of reshuffling the deck just to
protect themselves.
Yeah. That's all that he was saying. No, he was just repeating what the Gypsy guy told him.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are the details on the 5K? Because that's the first of the fundraisers that are going to be happening for this guy.
Okay, so they're going to have the Rundown Violence 5K this Thursday, September 2nd, this Thursday.
That's not this Thursday.
That's a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday. I'm sorry. Yes. Thursday, September 2nd, 7 p.m., and I guess it's going to start at Lakewood United Methodist. That's at Abrams and Palo Pinto. And registration, if you want to register for this, you can register at Legal Grounds, which is right there at Abrams and Gaston.
You seem very familiar with that neighborhood.
I've been to that Scalini's Pizza down there a few times.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when I come in town
to visit
Dave.
Okay, go ahead. Just finish.
Okay. The cost is $20. Kids under 12, it's $5. They have some awards they're going to give away. They have some drawings for gift certificates, you know, so you get the standard little prizes if you need that as an incentive. And everyone who registers will get a T-shirt designed by the student's arts magnet where his daughters apparently go to school.
Okay, I thought they went to Woodrow.
Yeah. And all proceeds will go to pay the medical expenses of David Cunniff, who's the guy who's now paralyzed after this assault.
Good.
So
I'll be running in that without question. I'll be there 7 o'clock sharp.
I'll drive it. Will they let me drive it? I'll give money if I can drive it.
You can walk a 5K.
Yeah, it's like 3.6 miles or something.
I think I'll have bunions or something.
Bunions.
No, I'll do this too. I'll do it with you.
You know, there's a lot
I can't
of
keep up with Corby, but
well, I mean,
who
I'll,
can?
Yeah.
I think there's a. There's
Are you going to win it, Corby?
Yeah, my goal is to win this race.
If you win it, will you dedicate it to David Cunniff, your victory?
Yes, I will. If I can somehow win this race. But there's going to be a lot of things going on in the fall for this guy, which is great. I mean, the community, and in particular the Lakewood community, is really rallying around him because he's lived there forever. So hopefully the O-Line 7s will have something to talk about as far as a benefit show here in the next few months. I think really they're aiming for December when they come back from their little tour.
Does it just infuriate you, this skinhead dude who thinks it's just, that's cool. I mean, that is cool. That's a hero story he can tell, you know, that he fights
people. That's what his life is about, is kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does when he goes out, like Dave was saying. I mean, if anybody, if someone just, like, brushes up against him wrong, snap. I mean, he's ready to go.
Okay, so what percentage of people in America do you think are just, they feel like their life wasn't as good as they deserved?
But I don't even think that's the case. I think these people are just wired wrong. Like
no, something makes them angry.
Something makes them angry, but they're also addicted to violence. I mean, they get the rush from pounding somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just
so
like
what,
any
what
other
causes
addiction.
Them, something in their upbringing had to cause them to develop their conscience.
Maybe their dad beat their ass, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they started running with the wrong crowd from a very young age, and the people they ran with were like that. I don't know.
It just is so, and this is where I'm so out of touch, the same way Oprah Winfrey is. I just don't understand why people wouldn't just want to, hey, I just want to enjoy life. I don't want to cause a bunch of problems, and I want everyone else to also enjoy their life.
But you know what? You know what's the worst thing about that type of guy is not just that they're looking for a fight, that if someone brushes up against them wrong, that that's enough provocation for them to throw down, but it's like they go out of their way
to
get in someone's face. It's like, you know, they're swaggering through the club and swinging their arms and they're, you know, ashing on people's shoulders or blowing smoke in their face or, you know, bumping up against them, elbowing in at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are instigating in a passive way,
mm-hmm.
just hoping that someone is going to be drunk enough or think they're a badass enough to come back at them and then they can get what they want. I hate those kind of people.
We got a guy on the line who says he grew up Chaddock. What does that mean?
Grew up with a guy?
He grew up with Jesse Chaddock. This guy's a former skinhead.
Oh, this guy's a former skinhead. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening? So you know the guy who did this.
Yeah, we used to skateboard together when we were about 15.
Uh-huh. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
All right, the whole conversation is allegedly.
Sure.
We're allegedly talking to this guy.
Right.
All right, Jay, and so you knew him, and what was he like then?
He was actually always smaller than everybody else, which is kind of a testament to how he acts now, because we all used to kind of pick on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a brother named Frank. I don't know how many times we'd be over there, and Frank could just open up and wail on him for, you know, whatever, just brotherly reasons. But, yeah, he was always smaller than everybody else. And he got into doing hardwood floors, and he started getting a little size to him and started doing steroids. And he'd go out on roid rages. And a couple of years ago, I guess it was about 4 or 5 years ago, he got in a fight with a black guy downtown and went to go stab him. And his girlfriend tried to break it up. And he wound up stabbing his girlfriend, too. Did a couple of years in TDC for that. So
what's TDC?
With his priors, he's going to wind up doing a whole lot of time.
So when did you lose touch with him?
I saw him... I mean, we separated. How do I put this? Because most people don't understand the skinhead world. I went to the other side. I was a non-racist skinhead, if you can fathom that.
So what is your agenda?
What were
then?
You in it for?
Just because I was an idiot. I liked to kick ass, and I grew out of that, thank God.
Was there a lot of fighting within that?
Yes.
So just fighting other skinheads or fighting random people or what?
There was random fighting people and stuff, but yeah, mainly we fought skinhead groups like League 88, Confederate Hammerstone.
Where would you fight them?
So there's a whole league.
Deep Ellum, anywhere really. I mean, parties and stuff.
So you just cruise and look for other gangs, basically.
Yeah, we were brilliant.
God.
Wow.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
So are you involved in any of this anymore?
No, sir. No, sir.
So do you have regrets? You mentioned
that
you were dumb.
I mean, I guess the biggest regret is just wasting so much time doing nothing but going out and getting drunk and fighting, really. I mean, I've got tendon damage in my hand and stuff from breaking it so many times. You know, I got a few scars here and there.
So you guys were all drinkers. It's not like... He was straight edge.
There was the section that did the straight edge thing.
What's straight edge?
No substance, just I guess.
Yeah, no sex, no drugs, no alcohol.
What? Just,
yeah.
Within skinheads?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Oh.
No sex, no drugs, no nothing.
Corby's appalled. There's something about the skinheads you didn't know.
Ever listen to Minor Threat or any of that kind of stuff?
No, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's a section that's like that, but now the majority of skinheads on either side of the fence are drinkers and meatheads.
Now, are they all, like, hardcore racist? You said you weren't, but most of them are?
No, actually, there's still a couple of little non-racist groups in Dallas. I mean, you kind of got to look for them now. I don't really go to Deep Ellum anymore because, just like I said, I grew out of that, and there's nothing down there but trouble to be had. But, I mean, you get down there every once in a while, and you see them. They still populate it.
Now, this is fascinating. Matter of fact, can you hang on?
We're
going to do
a Jay, who's a P1, who knew the guy who was arrested for the assault on this guy down in Deep Ellum who's now paralyzed. Yeah, Jay, we want to talk to you a little bit more. Can you hang on with us?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, this is a fascinating story here. This guy's got all the info, all the skinny on the skinheads. We'll talk to him.
You.
Next.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. It's time to watch the pony play.
Come on, bring it on.
No, Norm, not those ponies. BSNU ponies. The Mustang 2004 college football season begins Saturday, September 4th, against the Red Raiders of Texas Tech at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. You can listen to the game on the ticket while you watch it from the stand. It's P1 night, and for $13.10, you'll get a ticket in the P1 section, a hot dog and a drink, plus a free ticket voucher for another game this season. Call 214-SMU-GAME. And for those of you that can't spell, that's 214-768.
E-Brake Classics.
His first win.
Wow.
Playing a very inappropriate drop while the hardline, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those.
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today. Located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. For the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, the bacteria and algae.
All right, PlanoCycling.com for more information, and tell them Junior sent you.
It all began in 1986. Hailing from a kitchen, this instant legend took the country by storm. Slow cooked and double basted, its delicious array of flavors and spices eventually sparked an anthem that has captured our hearts, has been stuck in our heads, and since its creation has had us all singing along.
want my baby back.
Want more flavor in your life? Come to Chili's for our legendary double-basted baby back ribs.
I got my baby back ribs.
You know, nobody ever says, hey, are you going to finish all those bones? Or, excuse me, can I get an extra side of bones, please? Let's face it, people don't like bones. That's why you won't find any bones in Chili's boneless buffalo wings. Just tender, juicy chicken, Chili's famous wing sauce, and cool blue cheese dressing. Want more flavor in your life? Come to Chili's for our boneless buffalo wings.
If you want a super big pickup truck, the Mac Daddy of them all, you need to check out the Toyota Tundra. Because right now, it is...
Also go to GordonKeith.com.
Or do that. Because right now it's Toyota time. It's a nationwide clearance event. It's the year's biggest event as far as Toyota goes. You got to act now because they got the 2004s ready to get off the lot. And in particular, they got the Tundras. Now, the Tundra is the biggest one they have. It seats five... comfortably. It's not one of those where you cram five skinny people in there. You can fit five lard asses in there. Now, that's my slogan. And you have the bed in the back. It drives like an SUV. It's a wonderful, wonderful automobile. And right now, they're knocking off $1,500 off the sucker. And if you get the Texas edition, which is a special Tundra, they're knocking off an additional $1,000. I believe up to $3,000 can be knocked off the Toyota Tundra if you act now. So, cruising around town, see the Toyota sign, stop in. Tell them you want to test drive the Tundra. If you are in Hearst, visit Dane Miner at Freeman Toyota.
Hey, guys.
If you're in Weatherford, say hi to Brian Durant. He's at Durant Toyota.
Hey, guys.
Whatever you do, get the feeling.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Toyota.
Good to see you.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. We need to go see a movie.
Well, sounds like you're recovering pretty good.
I'm Sean Baskin. The Rangers match a season high. Find out next on the Ticket Ticker.
Mission accomplished. The ticket team heads back to Texas. Camp California breaks up as Bill and the boys get ready for preseason game number two. Dallas number and two. Oakland tonight.
I mean, there is number no two. Concern at all about a 40-year-old starting quarterback, let alone
well, the concern
a 40-year-old who really wasn't that good in his prime.
We uncovered the hard stories and overlooked the obvious ones. But all in all, the P1 was well served during Cowboys Camp 2004. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
TheTicket.com.
The ticket.
The Texas Rangers look to win their eighth straight game tonight as they play game two of a three-game set with the Royals. This ticker brought to you by the Crest Auto Group. With a win tonight, the Rangers can get back to a season-high 16 games over 500. Texas has gotten solid starts from Kenny Rogers and Ryan Dreese all season. And tonight they will look to right-hander Mickey Callaway to help them win their eighth straight. Texas goes into tonight's game a half game back of Oakland in the American League West and tied with Boston for the lead in the AL wild card race. The Texas offense will have to deal with 2-10 Brian Anderson, who has struggled this season, but he's 2-1 with a 3.09 ERA since the All-Star break. First pitch is at Kauffman Stadium at 6:10. You can catch that game on KDFI 27. The Dallas Cowboys take on the Oakland Raiders in their second preseason game tonight, and it appears the quarterback picture is clearing up just a bit. And the tune says rookie quarterback Drew Henson will back up Vinny tonight in Oakland.
That's my plans right now. We could get Romo in there sometime in the second half, but that's my plans right now.
Vinny and Henson will take snaps from Al Johnson, who is getting the start over Tyson Walter tonight at center. Kickoff is set for 8 p.m. And third-round action has begun in Akron, Ohio at the NEC Invitational. Your leader is Stuart Sink at 9 under par. He leads Tiger Woods and Rory Sabatini by three strokes. Leaders will tee off today at noon. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10 years of telling it like it is, telling it to your face, hot sports opinions on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
.20 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're just enjoying the sweet buttox of the women's beach volleyball teams. I love it that they wear those bikinis.
It's genius, man.
Why do they wear the bikinis?
It's barely any clothing at all.
And those pants, they
say it's the most comfortable thing they've ever worn.
They always get the most incredible wedgies with those bottoms that they've got on.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's great. It's Olympic porn.
Yep. That's what they ought to rename the event, David.
The U.S. Right. got the gold in Olympic porn today.
We've got a skinhead on the, our former skinhead, I should say. Jay is joining us right now. Jay is a P1 who called in when we were talking about the skinhead who beat up the Lakewood resident down at the Gypsy Tea Room after an old 97 show. And Jay actually knew the guy that was eventually arrested for that crime. Jay, welcome back. Hey now.
So how does one, we were talking about this in the break, how does one actually get into that sect of society?
Like you were you a skateboarder first and then a skinhead? Like you met skateboarders that were skinheads?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that how it usually happens? Or are you just, some guys just, hey, I hate black guys too.
High five. Mark out what David said.
Well, you know, either or.
Okay, so what do you do in a skinhead group? Do you guys, like, have socials and
mixers?
Yeah, do you do community work?
Kind of like the Cub Scouts. We get together and do little events, and no, I'm just kidding. No, really just hang out and act like idiots together.
And that's it.
Now, did you graduate from high school?
Yes.
Did most people that were in your group graduate, or were they just, like, horrible students that just said, you know what, screw it?
Actually, believe it or not, it's half and half. An old skinhead buddy of mine from St. Louis was a college professor for a short period of time, and he will go unnamed.
Yeah. My goodness. All right, so you beat up a few guys during your time.
Unfortunately, yes.
Did you? So what was the, like, stupidest provocation you ever got to beat a guy up?
Because he was standing there?
Yeah, there was a couple of those.
I mean, did you ever once think, man, this guy may have, you know, family that actually cares for him, and he may just be out here just trying to have a good time?
No, really, once you get into that mindset, man, stuff like that just kind of goes by the wayside, and you don't really think of things that way.
He's just not a human to you anymore?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is it just the rush, like the adrenaline rush, the rage?
That's a huge, huge part of it, yeah.
Weird, man.
I know it.
I've never... That's just bizarre. A bizarre way of thinking.
Yeah.
Let's beat up Dave, Corby, just to see what it's like.
See what's going to rush for you.
Yeah, I want to see how big a rush it is. And then if we get a rush out of beating up Dave, then we'll move on to a real person.
An unadopted person?
Well, hey, Corby, you know me. I'm a human. I'm the Moby Grape guy.
Moby Grape?
Yeah, I remember I turned Danny on to Moby Grape.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Corby shaking his head no that he doesn't remember.
No, I totally remember you. Last time I saw you was in the West End, right?
Yeah, we hung out at Dick's House Resort.
Yeah, when I had an appearance down there. You were a skinhead?
That's the bottom.
God, what the hell were you doing? You seem like you got a decent head on your shoulders.
I got it.
Thank you.
It was an unfortunate phase.
Weird. Now, did you grow up here?
So the West End is...
Yeah.
Dick's Last Resort?
Would you shut up about Dick's Last Resort? Idiots.
Dick's Last Resort.
Fascinating. So how do you get out of it? How do you cut ties? How do you go cold turkey?
Is it like the mob where they won't let you go?
Just stop returning calls and just tell people you're busy and stuff like that.
So when skinhead comes up on your caller ID, you just don't answer it.
Right.
Let it go to voicemail.
Do you still see?
That technology.
Do you still see any of these people?
No, there's one buddy, you know, that I still keep in contact with. He's old dude, and he's got a kid, and we hang out and talk about how dumb we were back then.
So, is there any? Do you do any? Are there orgies?
What?
Skinhead. Do you have a question?
Thank you. No, I can't follow that one up.
What? Got my wheels off, Gordo.
Of all the guys,
don't beat me up.
Of all the guys that you knew back then, are most of them out of the scene now, or are there still, you know, 30 something washed up skinheads out there?
Not necessarily skinheads anymore, but most of them are, you know, 30 and washed up, just kind of wasted too much time.
All right, now we were debating this. Like, what kind of upbringing did you have that kind of led you into this? Like, why did you need the fraternity of the skinheads? Corby, I guess I'm asking you since the caller isn't responding.
Do you
No, Jay, like what happens? Did you have a bad childhood? Did you have
Like, what happened?
No, not really.
I mean, your dad didn't beat the hell out of you? Your dad wasn't around, maybe?
No, I grew up. It was just me and my dad.
Okay, so the mother wasn't around.
Yeah, she was there when, you know, we had the set up visits.
So were you a good student, or did you play sports? Did you have any other interests besides skateboarding?
I played football till the 10th grade. I'm not a very big guy, so everybody else kind of outshined me, and I kept getting booted back, so I just quit and kept skating. So I blew out my knee.
And
did you have orgies?
did most of the guys in the heyday, did you guys work?
I always did, yeah.
Did any other, I mean, was there a lot of...
So you're all in flooring?
Yeah, flooring is the major trade of skinheads. What kind of jobs? Just little menial jobs?
Delivering pizzas? Is that how you met Danny?
Pizzas. No, just, just little menial jobs. I mean, I don't know, whatever. there was all different, you know, classes and different types of people that were into it. So, I mean, some people wind up moving on to careers and, you know, some are still doing floors.
Hmm.
Do you have orgies?
Yes, we had lots and lots.
So is this guy a real...
So was yours a racist skinhead organization?
No, sir. Not a racist bone in my body.
And was that guy who...
Do you guys have any black guys in your skinhead group?
Yes.
So there's black skinheads?
Yep.
Is there like a black racist...
I'm black.
...skinhead organization?
No. Guys, hey, really sorry, this is... really awesome to talk to you, but I'm at work and I'm getting in trouble.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Stay hard.
He's not always doing flooring.
Oh.
You know, what they do is they floor for hours and they get all hot and sweaty and then they have orgies.
And then I'd like to see them battle like the Irish Travelers or something like that.
It just sounds so... West Side Story of, yeah, we used to go fight and... set up fights and stuff with these other organizations.
Yeah,
it doesn't even sound, it doesn't sound real. Like, how is that fun?
I don't know.
Write that in your blog.
Okay, hold on a second. How is it fun to set up fights? The end.
Skinheads are soulless. I feel like I don't belong.
I ought to write. I'm going to write on my blog an excerpt of what I think Corby's blog would sound like.
Do it.
They're all five-word sentences.
Yeah, five-word sentences. And
meat is bad because Julie says so, but fun is good.
Why do people hate? That's weird.
When you die, you're gone. You can't eat pecans anymore.
Gone?
Oh, geez. All right. Well, there you have it. Coming up next... we have some friends of ours who are doing very well in the world, and we want to give them a little credit. We're going to give them a little love next on The Ticket.
The Ticket says, what a refrigerator Perry, Billy Joe Dupree, Randy White, Too Tall Jones, Tony Hill, Charles Haley, Chad Hennings, and Jay Novacek have in common. Football. All the way. It's ProTouch Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Second annual Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th at the Arlington Convention Center. An all-day celebration of everything to do with football. Free autographs, special football roundtable, all the ticket hosts, and more. Activities for kids and eye candy for the guys. The first 1,000 through the door get a free mini football. Make plans now for a whole day of football. E-break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey, doggy dog.
Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.
This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all going to find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the nominated song times like three. What? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters. With 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two
what?
What?
What? Oh, I love Snoop. Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped. He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
Miles away from ordinary. Imported by the Gambrinus Month. $3,569 to at least signing. Taxes, penalty, registration fees extra. Visit your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer or call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Road and track work from February 04.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The Dallas Cowboys have to do better than they did last week against Houston against the Raiders tonight. This ticker brought to you by Preston Chrysler Jeep. The offense has a long way to go this preseason. If they are to round into form, Bill Parcells knows his team has to protect the football.
When you turn the ball over five times, you got to break that habit pretty quick. So I'm looking to calm that down if I can. I don't want to have as many penalties if I can help it, particularly on offense.
The offense will not be the only area of interest tonight. On the defensive side of the ball, Brady James is getting the start over Pro Bowler Dexter Coakley, and Jamil Powell gets the nod over Pete Hunter at cornerback. Tonight's game kicks off at 8 p.m. In other NFL news, Bills second-year running back Willis McGahee will ask for a trade if he is not starting ahead of incumbent starter Travis Henry come opening day. McGahee has never taken a regular season NFL snap. Tonight, the Kansas City Royals and Texas Rangers meet up in Game 2 of a three-game set, and the Rangers look to win their eighth straight. And they also look to keep pace in the American League West as they are half game back of the A's, and Ryan Dries is primed for a pennant run.
I think we're a good team, so you know it's going to come down in September, like I said, and we're going to play them, and you know that should determine it. But everybody's you go through, we went through a bad stretch a little while ago, and We've been playing well recently, so we just got to just keep it up.
Tonight, Mickey Callaway takes the hill, making his first road start of the year, and it's the first time he will ever face the Kansas City Royals. The Royals counter with 2-10. Brian Anderson, who has a 5.97 ERA, first pitches at 6:10 at Kauffman Stadium. And you can see that ball game on KDFI 27. The ticket ticker is service of Carfax. Delayed because of an accident this morning on I-35. Don't end up with that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with a buyback guarantee, or visit carfax.com for details. Our next ticket taker comes your way at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bob's Steak and Chop House likes baseball and bad radio. Listen every Wednesday at 2:10 as Bob and Dan talk baseball with Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Lying beside you.
Why is everyone so excited that you're playing Journey in there?
Request by Ty Walker.
You like Journey, Ty? I love Journey. That was like my favorite band when I was in...
I thought the Outfield was.
No. I don't think the Outfield was ever my favorite band. I just really liked
You like the Outfield and the Hooters.
The Hooters?
The Hooters?
Yeah. It was the Hooters.
The Hooters?
Yeah. What did they sing? They had like one song.
They had one song.
What was the song the Hooters sang?
And we danced.
It was that
like
one.
Like a wave on the ocean romance. We were lawyers in love and we danced. They didn't sing Lawyers in Love. I thought that was Joe Jackson.
No, that was Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown.
And we danced. Are they rich? Are the Hooters?
Hooters. No way.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a big hit.
They got the restaurants now, and I saw where they're building a casino.
They're not involved in the restaurants.
Oh. Yeah, but I loved Journey from, like, when I was in fifth grade on through, like, you know, whatever. I guess they broke up when I was, like, in eighth grade.
Wheel in the Sky, the song Wheel in the Sky, was there an album?
I love that one so much.
It's still one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time.
It was off Infinity. That was their first album with Steve Perry.
This song kicks ass.
Was it Infinity, then Escape?
No, it was Infinity, then Evolution, then Captured, which was kind of a live album, then Escape, then Frontiers, and then their final one, Raised on Radio.
So they kind of totally broke from the space theme.
Listen to his voice here, though. I love this very first verse.
He had a real pure voice before he got raspy.
Brett Miller Pine. How about that voice?
On a long summer day.
What do you have, like a whole Journey CD in there?
It's in the bone.
Essential Journey.
Oh, go to the next song. I want to hear all these.
We're going to preview the whole Journey CD.
Yeah.
This is
awesome.
A great song. It's overplayed because we danced at it every dance.
In seventh grade.
You know, this is one of the only songs, I think this is their only hit song that was written by Jonathan Cain exclusively. You know,
Jonathan Cain. Is he the guy that plays air keyboard?
Yeah, and that one video, the worst video that was ever made.
Ever.
Any band.
What video is that?
Separate Ways.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, a friend of mine was telling me a story.
Next song.
That this song, they went to a wedding, and like during the service, it was a church wedding, and during the service, one of the groom's friends went up to the pulpit and sang that a cappella.
Oh my gosh. A cappella?
Yeah.
Open arms?
No accompaniment.
No, it was faithfully, wasn't it?
Yeah, sang faithfully with no accompaniment.
I also like,
this song was on Captured, which was a live album, but they had this one song that was not.
I like just a small town boy.
I think.
Living in a lonely world.
Is that the party
though? God.
That's a great album, the Escape album.
What's that song called?
Separate Ways was on Escape.
Don't Stop Believing.
Fisting?
What?
No, I never had a song on that. No, wait, it's Any Way You Want It. That was on a different album. All right, next song.
This one.
I like this one.
Great song.
This
great
song. Me of seventh grade.
This is off Escape. This is when I think Steve Perry's voice was best. This is after they had toured for like 2 years straight. They went back in the studio and made Escape, and his voice is raspy. This is the first time when Steve Perry's voice became raspy.
Is that why he didn't tour anymore?
No, they broke up. That's why they don't tour anymore.
Yeah, but he said it's health-related.
No.
And they do tour. You know, the fake Journey's out right now.
Yeah, they have a different lead singer. But his voice sounds so good on this album.
Your city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
You know, they were the band in the 80s, in the late 70s, where people would say, all right, we got to get a band, and we need a guy that sounds like Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, Pearl Jam was. That voice is so unique and distinct.
God, they had so many good songs.
They did.
This was off of Escape as well.
There's actually two CDs, and it's every one of these songs, there's 32 tracks are all great.
Yeah.
Did you ever see them?
Mystery.
Yeah.
You did?
I saw them that last tour when it was just Steve Perry, Neil Sean, and Jonathan Cain. And as a matter of fact, the bass player on this tour, on the Raised on Radio tour, was the Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
He played bass for them.
No way.
I could never take Steve Perry seriously, though, because he was so short and dumpy and had that horrible haircut.
Oh, he wasn't dumpy until later, much later.
Well, I'm just thinking of
him later. He had bad hair.
Later.
Yeah.
He had bad hair. And
they were the worst-dressed band ever.
And he had the skin-tight jeans and the white high tops.
Oh, horrible.
And I got really angry when Oh Sherry came out.
Oh, that was horrible. And he's dancing
that was
on
such
the
a sellout.
But then when, remember the video for Foolish? In the video for Foolish Heart, he does the video for Foolish Heart, which is another hit off of his solo album. And then at the end, everyone was mad at Steve Perry for doing that album. And at the end of Foolish Heart video, the rest of the Journey guys came out and joined him. They're not broken up, man! They're back! This is a great song.
You ever heard Old Journey before Steve Perry?
Yeah.
You know, they were a full-fledged jam band.
Yeah, they were a total jam band.
I remember when you had Neil Sean on the Hardline, and he was so beaten because you kept on asking him about Journey.
Yeah. So, do you know Steve Perry?
When was the last time you talked to him? What did he say?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, here's when they went to Raised on Radio.
Just
overproduced.
Bad. Yeah, it sounds
overproduced.
So easy.
It's in Randy Jackson or whatever play on this album.
Probably. Next song.
What's up, dog?
This is a great song. This is one of my favorite Journey songs.
God, it's so wet.
God, this just reminds me of... I haven't heard these songs in so long. You don't hear these on classic rock very much.
Mm-mm. Too wimpy for classic rock.
It just reminds me of junior high and just how depressed I was about losing some cheap girlfriend, you know? Oh, man.
This was our song, man.
Never going to get her back.
When she said, you know where you are.
It totally hit me in the head.
I will never love a girl's backside again.
Oh, my gosh. Turn this one up.
That you wanted to say hi to.
Okay, turn that down. I'll be distracted if you keep playing that. The Polyphonic Spree, our friend Tim DeLauder and his band of merry musicians, what are they, like 24 in the band now?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play the MTV Music Video Awards next Sunday.
No way!
Yeah.
How great is that?
That is so great, and these guys, I think, are on the verge.
Oh,
either make it or break it.
They've been on the verge for about a year.
Yeah, what are they going to play? Will they play their real upbeat song that we played here a couple weeks ago, remember?
They'll play whatever their single is, or maybe they'll play 2,000 Places. That's the next single.
I wish they'd play like It's the Sun or something like that.
Yeah, they'll play something off the new record.
You think?
Yeah.
I bet they play that new, the real up-tempo one. They don't play 2,000 Places. They'll play Suitcase.
Well, maybe we can try to get Tim on to talk about it and see what they're going to play. Because we've always wanted to get them on, and I think the Hardline's going to have them on at some point.
When they're done with their little summer, early fall thing, we're going to get them up here.
They're going to be at the...
What is this? What do you have?
This is a new one. This is 2,000 Places.
Put it on the third song. I forget what it's called.
Hold Me Now.
Doo-Doo McGillicuddy.
Hold Me Now.
Baby, keep your loving up.
Are they going to be at Austin City Limits or not?
No.
They're not. Dang it, that sucks.
This isn't it. List the first couple of tracks.
Track 2 is Hold Me Now.
That's it.
Hold me now,
yeah.
Don't stop singing.
This is a great little pop song.
He started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally...
You know, you may be able to join their band as a clapper.
The overclapper might be able to be in Polyphonic
3. They got 50 members.
How great would that be?
You're just over there in a robe in the back.
You just need to buy a robe. One of those special...
I really like the band, but the guy in the beard and the clapping, that was weird.
You want one of those special pipe bomb microphones?
Yeah, I don't think I need... Turn it up. This is the hook. You know what I love? I love the female voice. And I love that girl singing back there. The mini girls are singing back there. Yeah.
There's so many girls singing.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love female vocalists.
You know, if you want to see something cool...
look at porn.
Yeah. But also on the internet, if you go to kcrw.org.
KCRW.org. What is that?
It's a radio station out in California.
Uh-huh.
They have a show called Morning Becomes Eclectic. And they have a lot of bands come through there and perform live. And Polyphonic Spree did that show about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they have archives where you can watch the streaming video. And, you know, they're on there for like 30 minutes, and they do like 3 or 4 songs. It's really neat.
Are they all there?
Yeah, it's the whole band. They actually had to put them in an off-site studio because they couldn't fit.
And see, our studio is big enough. We got enough room in there.
Barely. But it's amazing watching that performance because they're it's not like they're, you know, on a TV show or, you know, playing a live gig. I mean, they're totally mic'd like they're, you know, going to be recording a record.
Link again?
KCRW.org.
And go to Eclectic Cafe?
Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Morning Becomes Eclectic.
But they had it totally mic'd and mixed like they're, you know, they were recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it sounds really good.
Oh, the sound is amazing, and it's amazing how tight they are for a band of that size.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, maybe we can get Tim DeLauder. He's the lead singer guy. I guess he's kind of the leader of the band.
Yeah, it was his brainchild.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him on the rant after we come back from vacation. I guess this will be after he is on the MTV Music
Awards.
Yeah.
So we'll debrief him and see what's up. All right, coming up next... Corby made today's paper, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Yeah!
And we're going to hear about this. Corby, you are getting famous, my friend. So I'd just like to say, welcome to fame. Next.
At Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, we'd like to know what makes you a good, strong
T1. Because I love sports and I like to...
Yes?
No, I mean...
Go on.
I like to meet people who know sports, too.
So if you'd like to hang out with people who know sports, too, put all your radios on Sports Radio...
E-Break. Classic.
Well, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No. Not there, I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say
yeah,
it.
Something was required out of us there. Yeah.
Big win for Junior. Thank now you. Into double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where's that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great.
Yes, Miller.
Thank you. Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today. Located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, artswaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, the bacteria and algae.
DallasNews.com. To subscribe, call 1-800-925-1500.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 1-800-GET-HAIR. You may qualify to participate in a program to regrow your lost hair. Recently seen on national television newscasts, this program utilizes cool lasers to stimulate the scalp and approved activators to regrow lost hair. You may qualify for the supervised program clinically proven to regrow lost hair without transplant surgery. The laser is cool to the touch and pain-free. Participants must be thinning or balding. If you are currently on a hair loss treatment, you may still qualify. Men and women, to see if you qualify, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Space is limited and filling quickly, so call now, 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Men and women in the Dallas area, call now to see if you qualify. 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1-800-GET-HAIR.
The Ticket.
The Texas Rangers look to win their eighth straight game tonight as they play game two of a three-game set with Kansas City. This sticker brought to you by the Crest Auto Group. With the win tonight, the Rangers can get back to a season-high 16 games over 500. Texas goes into tonight's game a half game back of Oakland in the American League West and tied with Boston for the lead in the American League wild card race. The Texas offense will have to deal with the 2-10 Brian Anderson, who has struggled this season, but he's 2-1 with a 3.09 ERA since the All-Star break. First pitch is at Kauffman Stadium at 6:10, and you can catch the game at on KDFI 27. And now, an Olympic update brought to you by McDonald's Chicken Selects.
Swimming, women's 50-meter freestyle final coming up. Ageless Jenny Thompson of the U.S. trying to win her 11th overall Olympic medal. She has 8 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze in her great career. She is the most decorated American woman Olympian ever. U.S. men's basketball team, a tough test coming up shortly against Lithuania. Allen Iverson with the answer to those who say you guys haven't done as well as you could.
We're getting better and better every practice, every game. And that's the whole idea, you know, just try to improve as much as we can. And we have been. I think we can get a lot better. But as long as we're progressing somewhat, then I feel like, you know, that's a positive thing.
How about this in soccer? Iraq is on the verge of beating Australia. Late in the second half, Iraqis lead 1-0. Alicia Molek of Australia wins the women's tennis bronze. For Westwood One, I'm Dave Barrett.
As a realtor, John Green from Tennessee sells houses for a living. But as a scoutmaster, his barn is a second home to every member of Troop 137.
He just provides us with all the stuff that we need to advance his scouting.
His business ethics are just like his scout ethics to the highest caliber.
Boy Scouts have the scout oath. The realtors have their code of ethics. It's important to all of us.
Across the country, realtors like John Green are making their communities a better place to live and teaching others to do the same. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
Of all the thrilling lines that Nissan brings you, this could be the most interesting. The bottom line at the Nissan National Sales Event. Now through September 7th, get 1% APR financing for well-qualified buyers or up to $2,500 cash back on select new 2004 Nissans, including Sentras, Frontiers, and Xterras. Only at the Nissan National Sales Event. Nissan. Shift the possibilities. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Cash back when you purchase select new 2004 Nissan. See dealer for details.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hey, what's another word for it? Historic.
On Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to hear from Ticket Sports Saturday, which follows this program. But before we go, we want to make mention of one of our own. Corby Davidson got a whole article written about him today.
It's a blurb. He is officially the second most famous person on the show now.
That's not saying much. Okay.
I'm the third.
So you're not going to read it, Corby?
I'm not reading it, no.
He didn't like to read his own.
I
he likes to hear other people read about him.
Publicize
I want you to say my name.
Don't make it sexual.
Oh, Rosa Parks.
Okay, this is in whose column?
Jen Floyd.
Jen Floyd. Who is she?
She's a beat writer for the Cowboys.
She used to be the Stars beat writer. Now she's Cowboys.
This says, word of mouth. Dallas sports radio personality Corby Davidson is not always Corby. Because sometimes you're Corbett, spelled with two T's on the end.
Right.
And on public records, that's what we're
right, publicdata.com.
He jokingly interviews players, coaches, and anybody else as the overcusser who litters his questions with expletives.
Hello, Corby.
And as the obvious man who asks things like, do you play football, to name a few. So when he approached legendary journalist Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes fame during camp for an interview, journalists began circling, waiting for a car crash. 10 minutes and two handshakes later, Corby Davidson got up and the 86-year-old Wallace looked fine. No, Wallace said, when asked if anything was unusual, not at all. Mr. Chow's is the swanky Chinese restaurant in Beverly Hills that has developed into a regular...
That was it. That was it.
Oh.
That was the end.
Yeah, that was the end of that story, and then that went into another story.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Corby. And so basically, they
reported that you didn't turn it into a train wreck interview.
Right.
Didn't say that it was a good interview. It just said that you didn't do one of your characters.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't hear. They didn't know. Because we were literally, it was really cool because they set us up in the 60 Minutes spot where they had set up their gear.
So you were sitting in the chair that Parcells was going to sit in?
Yes. And Mike Wallace was sitting there. He had his legs crossed and he was looking at me like he was doing the interview.
Did he have his colostomy bag at least tucked into his pants?
I don't think he has one of those.
No.
But he answered everything about why he got arrested, and he was great.
What?
Super nice guy.
Yeah, he was arrested because his chauffeur double parked.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Hey, do we have time to hear the Reiner e-brake? Did we find it?
Yeah, did we find that?
Can we hear that before we leave?
I think he's still looking for it. Do we have it?
I got it just a second.
Okay. He's still looking for it. But anyway, why are people surprised that you can't do a straight interview?
I think people who don't know, who just may listen to something, they just may hear that I did this or that. They don't think that I can carry on a legitimate conversation with another human being without being funny or trying to be funny.
Right.
I think people honestly think
people
that.
Just think we're absolutely one-dimensional.
Walking around at all times like that.
Like Daffy Duck. All right, do we have it? Okay, now this is Reiner, and he sneezes. All right, let's listen to it once, and it's in the context of sneezing.
You know, I didn't care if they won that game the other night. But
I think any Cowboys. Oh my gosh.
What's the matter?
I got a sneeze.
Oh really? Let's carry that live.
Sorry.
Let's see, your buddy Jason helped you out.
Oh.
He turned you off.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate that. There may be another one coming here. They usually come in twos or threes. That's number two. There may be a third.
That's the first time I think I can ever remember you announcing a sneeze.
Well, I just kind of...
Pretty funny.
I got caught in that nether region where I had to do it.
So, you knew that sneeze was going to happen.
Yeah, it was going to happen. There was nothing I could do about it. But I don't think it was...
Okay, so there it was. Now, listen to it again in the context that take the word sneeze out and put in a vulgar word...
For organism.
For, yes, that most intimate of bodily pleasures that occurs during lovemaking.
Just picture him launching all over Grego.
I mean, and listen, everything they say, basically, except Jason turns you off. Change the word off to on.
Yeah, just change two words and it takes on a whole new meaning.
And it's just great, as it sounds like Reiner is, like he's doing the show while getting, a Lewinsky from the engineer.
Oh my God.
And just all of a sudden the pleasure overtakes him in mid-sentence.
In cowboy talk.
Yeah, during cowboy talk. All right, listen to it again.
What's the matter?
Start it at the beginning.
Yeah, don't play the edited version.
No, I didn't care if they won that game the other night. But I think any Cowboys. Oh my gosh!
What's the matter?
I got a sneeze.
Oh really? Let's carry that live.
Sorry.
Let's see, your buddy Jason helped you out. He turned you off.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate that.
Wait, keep it up. What happened to it there? Something happened.
Oh, sorry. No, that was pulled it down.
Yeah.
Well, but he said they usually come in twos or threes.
Yeah, they usually come in twos or threes, and I think it maybe happened.